Well, it's another winter storm for Colorado. Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Vic Vella. Snowplows were clearing roads early this morning with the snowfall. Elise Thatcher is a spokesperson for the State Transportation Department. She says people should stay off the roads if at all possible, but please drive safely if you are out there, especially on I-70 through the mountains.
Be prepared for more speed enforcement in Glenwood Canyon. During most storms, we have lowered speeds in the canyons to prevent the crashes and extended closures that we've been having over the last year.
Thatcher says snowplows will be out 24/7 today until major roads are clear. One of the country's closest House races this past November happened right here in Colorado, with Republican Lauren Boebert holding on to her seat. And next year, we could see a rematch. Democrat Adam Frisch announced Tuesday he's running for Congress again. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Frisch, a former Aspen City Council member, came within 550 votes of defeating Boebert last fall. In a campaign launch video, Frisch said Boebert is everything that's wrong with Congress.
She's part of the angertainment circus that's tearing our country apart. I'll work across party lines to bring people together and get things done.
Last year's razor-thin election result surprised many. However, Boebert will have advantages going into the race, incumbency, and a big campaign war chest. Her spokesman touted her recent record and said Boebert will continue to serve the district no matter who runs against her. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The former director of parking at DIA has filed a discrimination lawsuit against the city. Benjamin Juarez, who's Hispanic, claims he faced retaliation after complaining about pay disparity between him and white employees who were hired at the same job classification level. The suit also alleges that a former DIA executive used racist language when discussing the promotion of another employee. You're listening to CPR News.